the sci-fi Christian top TV shows countdown, numbers 80 through 71.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiMono, and we're back. Right. We're counting down.
Yeah, we've had some good ones so far in our recordings that we've done tonight, and now here's going to be the last one we do for this evening, as we are pre-recording these hiatus episodes for you during the holiday season. Not sure when you're hearing this, but I guess I'm not going to say holiday. I was going to say maybe Happy Thanksgiving, maybe Merry Christmas, but they could be listening to it in the middle of the spring, the right. Summer. Who knows? This medium, it's hard to tell when you're actually hearing
Memorial
this.
Happy Memorial Day.
All the holidays.
Happy Flag Day.
All right, Ben, let's dive in. We are at numbers 80 through 71 tonight. So go ahead, number 80.
Number 80, True Blood. It's a vampire show.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen it.
I have not seen it. HBO, though, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I have not seen this one either.
All right.
Number 79.
I just Googled this one, so I have some insider information on it. El Chapulín Colorado. This is a Mexican comedy series that parodied superheroes in the 70s.
All right.
So that's a deep dive.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, number 78.
One of my runners-up, Red Dwarf.
Oh,
I love Red Dwarf.
Now, you talked about this 4 years ago when we did this countdown the first time.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about Red Dwarf.
Well,
are you caught up? Because didn't they recently have a new season?
Yeah, there's a new one coming out soon. But yeah, it's they've done, you know, like 6-episode seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've had 11 or 12 of them now, but they're spread out over about 30 years at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a space comedy. And so it's about Dave Lister is the only survivor on the spaceship called the Red Dwarf, except for there's an android there and there's a cat that's evolved over millions of years, because in the first episode he gets put to sleep for like 10 million years or something. And he wakes up and there's a cat and there's the AI controlling the ship. And it's brilliant. It's so funny. It's not streaming anywhere anymore. And I'm rather upset about that, because I don't know if I should go buy the DVDs or something, because I want to rewatch it. And it's not streaming anymore. It used to be on Hulu. It was on Netflix for a while. It's not anywhere. So
yeah, I remember,
somebody get on this.
I was going to try to watch it after your high praise last time. Never got around to it. And now it's gone. So
yeah.
All right. Number 77.
All right. Star Trek Enterprise. Straight from the heart.
This is your least favorite sci-fi theme song.
Oh, it's so horrible.
So
we went straight to the heart.
Let me ask you some questions. I'm just going to name the Star Trek shows. Tell me if you've seen any of it.
Because
like Enterprise, you've never even seen one episode of this, right?
I saw the theme song and that was enough.
I think I've seen various episodes of Enterprise, but of all the shows, this one's the least. Okay, Voyager.
None of it.
This one I've seen quite a bit of, but not in full. What's next in backwards order? Deep Space Nine?
I've seen a few episodes. Didn't like it.
Same thing as Voyager for this one for me. I've seen a good chunk of it, but never the whole thing. All right, Next Generation?
I sat down. I was like, I'm going to watch Star Trek. I want to watch The Next Generation. Started season one, episode one, and I was done.
You were done?
Wow, that was bad.
I would say I've probably seen almost every episode of Next Generation. I'm sure there's some I missed, because I didn't watch it on Netflix. I watched it back when it originally aired. So who knows how many episodes I actually missed. But I'd say I've seen the majority of those episodes.
Okay.
So this was my first Star Trek, I believe. Maybe some sporadic original series episodes when I was a kid, but this is the crew for me.
Yeah.
And then the original series?
Yeah, I've seen probably about half of the first season and just couldn't take it. I tried so hard. Like, I was genuinely trying to enjoy Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. This is before we podcasted?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could not do it. It's so bad. It's so horrible. Watch it without nostalgia goggles, guys. It's so bad.
So
you can't believe how bad this show is.
I'm about to watch more of the original series. I always say, I'm saying more of, because there's been a couple other times where I try to dive into the original series.
Right.
And I keep stopping. So I'm only on episode 6.
Exactly.
But I have seen, again, some sporadic episodes.
And then you have to take a year off to be able to work up the stamina to take it.
But I tend to like some older sort of cheesy shows like Batman 1966. And I think
old isn't a problem.
Wait, I think Star Trek might have started in 66 also. But all I'd say, we'll see how it goes. I just watched a little bit of the 6th episode Yesterday, just yesterday. And
how was it?
Yeah, it was fine. Captain Kirk was in a transporter accident, and it split him into two beings. One is his good half, and one is his bad half.
Right.
So they're going to try to fix that problem.
Are you pretty riveted by the drama?
So I guess I just realized we're talking about all the other ones, but back to Enterprise. I don't really know anything about Enterprise other than it's a prequel, whereas before that, the story had been moving forward.
Yeah, and in just a few days, we'll get another forgettable, horrible sci-fi Star Trek show.
Keep in mind, they're hearing this in a few months, but as we record, Star Trek Discovery hasn't aired yet.
Right.
So
everybody will have seen it and be disappointed by it by this time.
You and I were just talking about off the air. We should have talked about this in the news, that they there was some report out that they won't allow any reviews until the day it starts streaming, which you've mentioned on previous episodes, usually a bad sign.
Right.
So let me ask you this question. Here's a prediction. We'll probably redo these top 100s here and there over the next 10 years. So next time that we do a top TV shows countdown, will Star Trek Discovery appear on the list?
Yeah, because there's people who just, every Star Trek, it doesn't matter that they suck. I'm going to put them all on. 1, 2, 3, 4,
so were there lots of people that named everyone?
There's a few, yeah. Okay. It's like, no, these aren't good.
So the captain of Star Trek Enterprise is the actor that plays the main character in Quantum Leap. So it does make that show appealing to me, but I've never sat down to watch it.
Right.
Can't wait to talk about Quantum Leap in the future.
Straight from the heart.
I think we're on 76.
Red Data Girl.
I have no idea.
No. Probably an anime.
Check it, and I'll do... Wait, I should check it while you say 75. Ready? Number... Are you already there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to find this out. Because if this proves true, I think you said this on the previous episode, right? That everyone we don't know ends up being an anime.
It's an anime.
Wow.
Which one of you voted for straight animes? Let's knock it off.
This is interesting. All right, number 75.
One of your runners-up and almost one of mine. It was on my list for a while, and then I got rid of it.
Swapped in Looney Tunes instead. No.
No. I think I swapped in Lost as a runner-up instead.
Oh, thank
actually.
You. Good.
Dollhouse.
Oh, Dollhouse. Did I? This was on my runners-up,
This is a runner-up for you.
Yeah, I think that there are some really strong stories inside a not completely strong package.
Right. There's a lot of potential there, but it never quite came together.
So I really did like what we had, even though there's a lot of bad also. And by the time it ended, I was pretty satisfied with where the story had gone, and I didn't need to see more.
Yeah. See, I really wanted to leave Lost off my runners-up to mess with you, but I had to conclude that like a show like Dollhouse is not better than Lost. Lost is a more well-rounded, for all of its flaws, it's a better show than something like Dollhouse.
Yeah, but I still recommend Dollhouse to a certain extent.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, some really interesting concepts. All right, number 74.
One of my runners-up, Dr. Horrible. So this is a better Joss Whedon series.
It is a web series. I honestly categorize this more as a movie than a TV show. But I know it was a web series.
Does this count?
So I didn't put it on my list, but I do really like it. Yeah. In fact, I like it more than Dollhouse.
Right.
Man. I view those three short episodes together
like
as a movie.
But technically.
I totally agree.
Yep.
So this is a 5-star movie/TV show to me. Love Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, it's very good.
Joss Whedon did this during the writer's strike back in 2008.
All right,
number 73.
Another one we don't know, so I'm Googling it. Terror in Resonance. Bet you it's an anime, and I'm right.
All right, number 72.
Kolchak, the Night Stalker.
Oh, yeah. First, I didn't know what you're talking about, but I have heard of that. And the recent X-Files episode, last year, kind of alluded to this show, right?
It's like a vampire thing.
Isn't this right? Maybe I'm totally wrong. That one episode that we like had a character that was supposed to be alluding to a different character. The Wereman, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I think it was Night Stalker.
Oh, so it's just like an investigative show, but sometimes the mysteries had supernatural overtones.
Yeah, here we go. This was supposed to be... Yeah, it referenced... So Mulder and Scully meet the Weremonster. The third episode of the 10th season was... giving nods to Night Stalker by dressing a character like the main character from that show.
Okay.
All right. All that talk, I lost track of the numbers, but I think it's 72.
71.
71.
The Librarians.
Oh, TNT original series that I've never watched. First, right. I know it was some movies, and then it became a show. and I never watched any of it.
Okay.
Well, let's hear the countdown.
Number 80 was True Blood. 79 was El Chapulín Colorado. 78 was Red Dwarf. 77, Star Trek Enterprise. 76 was Red Data Girl. 75 was Dollhouse. 74, Dr. Horrible. 73, Terror in Resonance. 72 was Kolchak, the Night Stalker. And 71 was The Librarian. Hit that music.
So I've only watched of those, Dollhouse and Dr. Horrible, and I didn't not like either of them. Right. But I definitely would pick Dr. Horrible as my number one.
Yeah, I've seen Dollhouse, Dr. Horrible, and Red Dwarf, and Red Dwarf is the best.
I guess I've seen some episodes of Enterprise, so I guess that could be my worst one on that time.
I've seen the theme song, so that's the worst.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Bendy Bono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
And nobody write in and tell me that the theme song isn't representative, because I don't care. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, because you have to hear that song every episode.
Every time.
So that's too much to bear.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. So long, folks.
Goodbye. I think that happened last time.
Really? No, it's better than the song.
Don't care.
You know what else has a really horrible song?
What?
Smallville.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched Smallville.
Okay. I was going to watch it a while back and just never stuck with it. All right. That's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.